Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 653 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question today from James, but before we get to James's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor and talk about DesignCrowd.com real quick. DesignCrowd.com helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource, or what's called crowdsource, custom graphic, logo, web design, and all the other kinds of designs that you need from designers all around the world. So they have more than 500,000 designers from over 100 different countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects that you might have. So check them out at designcrowd.com to learn more and get started. If you want a VIP offer, head to designcrowd.com/askpat. That's all you got to do. All right, now here's today's question from James.
Hi, Pat. My name's James Shipway, and I'm from jamesshipwayguitar.com. I'm just wondering whether you would advise me to send my email subscribers to a new video on my YouTube channel to help my video rank from getting more views, or whether you think it's better to send it directly to my website so that they get used to going to my home turf to check out all my guitar content. I just wonder what your opinion would be on this and what you would do. Thanks a lot for the show. I love it, and catch you later.
Hey, James, what's up? So if you have an email going out about a new thing that you have going on and there's a video that is posted on YouTube, should you send them to YouTube directly or back to your site? I would absolutely say back to your site with that YouTube video embedded in it. You're still going to get some views counted toward there, of course, but on your website, I would still give people the option to watch on YouTube. Some people just want to go to YouTube anyway, and I always do this in my videos. You'll see it. I have the embedded video on my website. And again, I think you were perfect in your reasoning there, and that is you want people to get used to coming to your site. You want people to, and I wouldn't put them to the homepage. I would bring them directly to that post because you want them to go to that post where you have the video embedded. Maybe there's a little summary, or maybe you have timestamps there where you say at this mark or this minute and this second, that's where you can get this. You can even have those hyperlink if you want, which is pretty high value actually, and that's a great way to get people to or incentivize them to come back to your website. There you can also have them share, and I think that's the most important thing. When people are on your website and they share, if you got everything set up correctly, they're going to bring new people back to your website, which is where you can then get new email subscribers. And then when you get more email subscribers, more people are going to see your future videos on your website, which means more people are going to share it, which means more new people are going to come in. And so that's what you want to happen. And yes, getting people directly to Facebook is pretty much the next best thing, and so either way works. But I would recommend highly that you bring them back to the website, give them some incentive to do so. That's going to mean more web traffic coming back to your site, which does play a role in the SEO for your website, search engine optimization, because when people are watching videos on their site, they're spending a little bit more time there, of course. You can also have the transcripts available there, too, if you wanted to go down that route. Plus, think about it. If you have any products to sell or sales funnels you want to bring people down, or webinars to register for, or anything like that, that would likely all happen on your website or be linked to in that particular post. And you get a lot more traction that way versus having it in the description in YouTube, which, you know, only shows a certain amount till people click the more button and then they see more. So that's what I would recommend. Plus, you're going to have people on YouTube anyway who are going to come by, and you know, having just people get used to come by to your website is the best thing. So, James, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. Quick, short, simple, and sweet, hopefully. So we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from Don Crowther. He says, "People want to do business with you because you help them get what they want. They don't do business with you to help you get what you want." Such an important distinction. Thanks so much, everybody. Peace out, and I'll see you the next Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.